RNIB Connect Radio is today paying tribute to Dennis Norden, who died at the age of 96. The It'll Be All Right on the Night star spoke to RNIB Connect Radio back in 2009 about his battle with age-related macular degeneration, one of the most common causes of sight loss in the UK. He talked to Alan Russell about how the eye condition affected him.
It's made an enormous difference, obviously, because the main thing is, apart from the general mistiness and dimness, I can't read, and all my life has been centred around reading or looking at screens. So I've had to make all sorts of adjustments, but thanks mainly to the RNIB, I've had a lot of help.
Was it something which sort of started to change very slowly for you? Did you notice small differences?
Yeah, I wasn't even aware that I had it. It does, as far as I'm concerned, it sort of creeps up on you. And I went for a sort of, routine checkup eye test for my glasses. And the guy said, you've got macular degeneration, don't you? And I didn't. So anyway, then I went specifically about it.
Did you receive some support then when you found out about the condition?
Oh, yes. You know, there's not much that anybody could do. But, my main lifeline almost has been the audio books that I get, because all my life I've read myself to sleep. And with listening to a book on audio cassette, it's much easier to pick up where you were, where it dropped from your nerveless hand, as it were. It's not the same when you've got an earpiece stuck in your ear as that tangible touch, the feel and weight of a book. But I'll settle, yeah.
Would you say that anyone really with macular degeneration now, in this day and age, that the future is a lot brighter with technology?
Well, it seems, you see, the two types of macular degeneration, the wet type and the dry type. And while there were all sorts of miracle laser procedures for the wet types, the dry types have just been told to sort of tough it out. Mm. But now apparently there is a concentration on the dry type. And a lot of work being done, which is obviously a cheerful prospect.